This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spencer to bring it up from Draymond. Spencer right side. Takes Randall. Throws up a hook shot and he banked it in off the glass. Pat Spencer with a bucket. It's 74-53 Warriors.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what, Warrior fans ask.
Yeah.
And we deliver.
Yeah.
UPS coming up at 12:45. Pat Spencer is going to be joining us. Pat Spencer.
Hey, yes, sir. My guy.
Absolutely had a role in last night's Golden State win. And 99-88. It wasn't that close.
11 minutes last night. You wonder if that'll continue tomorrow?
I mean,
I got
as you said, all hands on deck. I heard a word in a press conference last night that I've never heard in my entire life in a press conference. And it was by the Timberwolves coach, Chris Finch. And of course, we know that the Timberwolves couldn't make a three-point shot.
They could hit the side of a barn.
They also couldn't run a fast break. So listen to a word I've never heard in a press conference before, Finch describing his team.
I mean, just, yeah, no, poor spacing, terrible rhythm, didn't make the next pass a lot of times. Really poor in transition. I think that's where we kind of cost ourselves the chances to stay in the game early. We had opportunities to run out, and just our transition decision-making was diabolical. you know, obviously, then we couldn't hit a shot, but, you know, I didn't like the fact that we couldn't repeatedly generate good shots. You know, we should have been able to, really. So,
Wow. That's Chris Finch.
That's a great word, Stoney. And I'll say this. This is how I watch sports. And I know I'm giving Minnesota the fast break points like, oh, they're going to score. Like, and then I'm like, what were you thinking? Like, if you play basketball on pot, that's what Minnesota looked like last night. Playing basketball on ganja. That's what they look like. It didn't make sense, man. Edwards on a fast break and the guy's not even and that's you. Man, credit the Warriors, man.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
That's a bar.
We're going to have Pat Spencer on at 12:45. He played last night and I've absolutely contributed. You know what I got to ask him? So he's listed at 6'3", right?
Yeah.
Pat Spencer, 6'3". Let's say he is 6'3".
Yeah.
I was starting to think, I'll bet you he was one of the greatest pickup basketball players to ever step foot in a gym. That guy walks into a gym and you're probably like, who's this guy?
Mr. Lacrosse, though, Stein.
And he probably ate people's lunch at the gym.
I'm sure all NBA players have that.
No, this is different. That's right. That's right. Because when an NBA player walks into a gym, you usually know it's an NBA player. But I'm talking about 5 years ago when nobody knew who Pat Spencer was. He walks into the gym and people are probably like, well,
the Caucasian.
Yeah, the Caucasian is athletic
as
hell.
Well, what about Steve Nash, Daddy? He walked in, it's like, oh, mop people this
know
dude.
Who, yeah, but people know who he is. Mm. And he was an All-American.
He screwed me in open gym. Him and Avery Johnson.
He wasn't wearing number 61.
Well, yeah, we got to get to that. Remind us to ask him about
Draymond
that.
Draymond didn't like it either. 61.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Will. Will's in Moss Beach. Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing better than Diabolical, that's for sure. Hey, Steiny Grew, all we got to do is win one of the next three. Two of those games are at home. Mm. We're going to be just fine on the defensive side. Offensively, we got to figure out the non-Jimmy minutes. Mm. Who's going to score? The irony of all ironies is JK's time to step up. We need him to score in the non-Jimmy minutes. He's been an enigma for his whole career, but he could get Warriors fans behind him with one good game in the next three and bring home one win. And I'm happy with us being tied at two when Steph comes back. Thanks, guys.
All right. There it is. And that's hopefully if he comes back for game five.
I would be a positive. I hear you.
The non-Jimmy minutes. Yeah, I mean, I get Jonathan Kuminga doesn't play the same position as Curry, but I agree with the caller. I mean, you're going to need scoring, and I got to believe Kuminga's going to be given opportunities in the next three or four games, and it's going to be up to him to deliver. I thought last night he was kind of like he's always been. Now he got...
But a little better than that, because it had been bad.
Yeah, I'm with you. They were kind of hanging on when he was
in
there.
Hit a three.
Well, I mean, he's gonna have to play better than last night and in the playoffs. But he's gonna get an opportunity.
Yeah.
And
one rebound, Donnie, 13 minutes.
Yeah, and I mean he's gonna get an opportunity and he's gotta make the most of it. I mean, he just does. This is it. It's his number right now. Let's go to Murillo in Petaluma.
Our guy.
What's up, Murillo? How you doing?
Hey, guys. What's up? Excited about last game. I think it's always awesome, contrary to Diabolical, when your team follows the game plan. And I think that will be the key without Steph, following the game plan, because I think we have enough defense to hold the fort. And, yeah, maybe a few points from Kuminga. A couple of things I wanted to touch. It looks like Edwards has a calf injury. Am I wrong, Stein? You follow the Wolves a little closer. The way he's shooting, the way he's moving, he has a rep on it now. And I felt like that's kind of what I noticed in the end of the Lakers series. So I'm keeping an eye on that. Hopefully Steph's hand can heal a little faster, too, with this time off. One thing I want to touch, Stein, and it's my main reason to call. Last night after the game, I watched both coaches speaking, and both coaches brought up the same thing, motivation. And I think Pat Spencer is a guy who doesn't need motivational speeches. And that's exactly what the coaches said. What? Steve Kerr, you guys played Finch, but also Kerr, when they asked, hey, what did you say to the guys after the staff news? Like, I don't have to tell anything. These guys know what time it is. These guys, it's a lifestyle being a basketball player.
Right.
It's not a job. So I think I'm with you. The motivational crap, let's put this outside of the conversation sometimes, because it's all about these guys. And they know what time it is. They know what they have to do. So the theme of my call is game plan, guys. If we follow the game plan, we can be maybe 3-1 when Steph comes back. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Murillo. Appreciate the call. That'd be that feels like a hell of a scenario. If the Warriors could win two out of the next three, if you're just joining us, Steph Curry's going to be out for at least three games, and he's going to be reevaluated next Wednesday, which is the day of game five, which would be in Minnesota. asterisk, if necessary.
Yeah, I told you.
Let's go to MJ in Brentwood. What's going on, MJ? How you doing?
Hi,
guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey. I just wanted to point out, I was at the game on Monday, game four, against Houston, and it was a lot of, it was like just really stressful. I thought I was going to have a heart attack, but I just feel like I would be more worried if Butler were out for three games than if Steph Curry was out for three games.
Really?
Why is that?
Hello?
Yeah, no, we're stunned. Well,
yeah. Okay. Well, I because Todd's had a crazy game. I feel like he has something coming like that soon. And also, Jimmy can get to the line, and Curry doesn't really get calls like that. And if Jimmy can just keep being aggressive and getting to the line, I feel like we could maintain a small lead, and then we wouldn't have to worry about the clutch shots that Curry always takes. And then we would be fine, because at the end of game four, game four, we just needed those last free throws, and it was incredible. But when Jimmy is not on the floor without his presence, I feel like they don't take care of the ball as well. He's just so good at taking care of the ball.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, the Warriors' free throw percentage has gone up since Butler got here, and their turnovers have gone down.
And he only had one in 41 minutes last night, Jimmy.
It feels like a lot for him.
Yeah. And hey, what about Murillo, Stoudy? I know it's the playoffs. I'm growing up and proud of myself with this one. I did see Ant-Man go down and reach for his ankle, and he's got that thing taped up, and even the Lakers series. But if he ain't talking about it, I ain't talking about it. I mean, you're out there, and calf or not, no excuses. That was just a bad performance.
I mean, yes, it was a terrible performance. Yeah. It was terrible. And this is always why I'm like, well, was he hurt? Was he banged? Who cares?
Austin in San Jose disappoint me. He's like, she might be on to something. Murillo, excuse me.
Well, look, I mean, who cares?
Yeah. Like, if you're out there, come on now.
I don't want to, we're not going to do a show on who would you rather have miss games, Butler or Curry.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, without Steph Curry, you still have a guy you can run everything through if you want, and who's a hell of an all-around player. The issue that I'd be worried about is
do
you have to play Butler 46, 48 minutes a game, and what does that look like over three or four games with just one day off.
Yeah, and if Draymond is not looking like prime Draymond from 2016 from three, I'm talking about the shooting. Who, you know, Pods has been off. Moody's shot. Steiny, their shot is gone right now, you know, over the last couple games. But how are you? Who's going to hit those shots? And you could say Buddy Hield. Okay, I'm not mad at it, but he's going to need help. Maybe it'll be our guy joining us at 12:45, Pat Spencer, who is not afraid.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you're still optimistic this team can do some things. Most importantly, you think they can still win this series. Now, they've now beaten Milwaukee, Minnesota 4 out of 5 games this year.
Man.
So you can make a case they have their number.
No doubt about it.
Let's go to Austin in San Francisco. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, nothing much. Just chilling at the house watching the baby. He ain't feeling too good. He didn't go to school today.
All right.
But yeah, hey, I wanted to tell you what's up. Hey, Google, I know you remember what I was asking for the scripture to come in.
I remember.
He needs to be out of playing mode.
Yeah.
Hey, I need that brother. He had like two steals. He had two steals, even though, you know, he didn't do too good, but he did okay. But with that being said, I would love for some of his, you know, minutes. So some of Pod's minutes to go to him, you know, so we can have that more point guard on the floor to keep everybody, you know, happy and whatnot. But what I really was going to say, the Warriors about to go on a run. They're about to be dangerous even without Curry, because now they can actually utilize everybody on the team.
Mm.
Everybody. And, you know, we kind of bigger down there. Not like L.A. L.A. wasn't too big. We bigger. We can throw Moody at them. We can throw, Looney at them. We can throw Draymond. We can throw Post. We can throw Jackson Davis. We bigger now. And we can be, and Jimmy Butler, he is what Kyle Anderson couldn't be. another Draymond Green, but can actually score and keep everybody involved. And what's your name, Buddy Hield? He waters. He Lenny Waters, but a better Lenny Waters. You feel me?
Yeah.
But we got this. And you have to go on this run like they did in the beginning of the season. Watch it.
All right, man. Austin's still optimistic.
He said a run. I mean, could you imagine, though, Steiny? And we'll find out tomorrow. It's about last night. I get it. But, you know, I said, no, I don't know if there's house money because no Steph. But, man, you talk about Minnesota being under immense pressure without Steph, and you come back or you get ready to board that plane to come back to San Francisco, possibly down 0-2. That's pressure, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's pressure on just about every game in the playoffs. And, you know, I just don't think – whether it was rust, whether it was 6 days off, doesn't matter. They weren't winning that game last night. I'm talking about Minnesota. And they weren't going to win it, especially the way the Warriors were playing, because the Warriors just weren't going to let them back into that game by doing the things that would get them back into the game, which is turning the ball over and playing dumb. And they didn't play dumb at all. Played dumb at all in the postseason.
But, Steiny, I don't want to leave this studio without, as bad as Minnesota played, letting everybody know I saw the Warriors. I felt the Warriors on defense. And this is the second game in a row. I believe it was a big reason why they won Game 7 against the Rockets. And if you're telling me, with or without Steph Curry, they can be active and nasty. And we talked about Pat Spencer, two steals. Steiny, if they are this tenacious on defense, I mean, they got action to do some things that I don't even think they can do without Steph Curry, possibly.
Yeah, and I think in Game 2 we'll get a better sense of how good the Warriors' defense is and, you know, how much of it was Minnesota's ineptitude. But there's no doubt the Warriors' defense is a big part of why.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're in this round of the playoffs. They don't play the defense they played against Houston, and they're not even here.
Man.
So they're absolutely a very good defensive team, and last night they showed it. Let's go to Schleprock. Schleprock is in Oakland. What's up, Schlep?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. What's going on? Hey, I'm not mad at Pat Spencer. I'm not mad at Buddy Hield. I'm not mad at Draymond because they came out and did what those type of players are supposed to do. All right, I'm not mad at these other guys per se. Mad, but, I mean, you made a statement, Steiny, that Kuminga's got to play better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, he does, but so does GP3. So does Jimmy Butler. So does Moody. All of these guys got to play better.
Podziemski, too.
I forgot Podziemski. He's got to play better. All of these guys got to play better. The game before, 3 points from the bench for the entire game. No, that can't continue to happen, and it didn't happen last night, which was a positive. But everybody's got to play better. Jimmy's got to start taking some of those shots. He's got to. You know, I'd like to see Jimmy at the line at least 12 times a game. I sounds like a lot, but that's Jimmy's game. Here's the other thing: who are the Warriors' best at assisting? I think it's Draymond and I think it's Jimmy. What do you think about Draymond bringing the ball down? You know, Jimmy's off ball, you know, and then you got Buddy. You got Kuminga and maybe let's go Post to spread things out. And then you got you have Jimmy slashing. You have Kuminga slashing. You got Post out at the perimeter, you know, given space. Do you think that type of lineup works, or that's just too much of a, you know, kind of like?
I mean,
I think we're going to see it.
I mean, yeah, you know, Draymond can obviously bring the ball up. The one thing I was a little surprised about last night was after the Timberwolves got down, they never even tried to bother the Warriors in the backcourt. After they scored, or if they got back on the back in transition, their defense was setting up at half court. And
you got an older Conley too, though, Stoney. You know what I'm saying? He ain't. I'm just saying when the game, the outstart of the game, that's not a Jalen Green or some of these young puppies.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. You still feeling optimistic after game one? If you're just joining us, like I said, Steph Curry's going to miss the next three games at least, and he'll be reevaluated next Wednesday, which is game five. This is from the 650 on the Boxer, on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. The Rat on the Table, sponsored by Atco Pest Control. Maybe the Rockets were better than the Wolves, and the Warriors now have an easier path and are better for having to have gone through Houston.
I got to see more. But if you look at the number next to the team name, the Rockets were the 2 seed. So, you know, if you came down from Mars and you said, I'm going to go off of that, Houston's better. But if they can put together one more stifling defensive performance, the Warriors, that is, then what we saw is not, you know, I'm not saying fluke at all, but, man, they're making Minnesota uncomfortable.
They made him uncomfortable in game one. There's no doubt about it. And I do think it's very interesting that the team, so all home favorites lost the first game of the second round.
That. Yeah.
I mean, what does that tell you about rest versus rust? I mean, I think we all expected Denver and the Warriors to be
tired, you know, gassed.
Yeah, and they weren't.
That's why my boy, he hates it. He hates athletes and the talk of fatigue, Stoney, but you're right. They just said to hell with that. And the Warriors weren't down like Denver, but you talk about New York. They were down in those said games and came back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Impressive.
And you know, Oklahoma City got 8-9 days off. They get beat. I know they were up 13 late, but maybe there's something to it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to John. John's in the Bay. What's going on, John? How you doing, man?
How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well.
Yeah, so, you know, I do think Houston defensively presented challenges that very few teams can. Maybe OKC, I mean, they're so fast, they're so long. I think, you know, on the perimeter, you know, the Wolves are slower. They're bigger, they're kind of clunkier. And I think that, you know, Steve Kerr, last night we were up by 20, and he still was advocating to push the ball. I think what we need to do is we need to play fast, especially when we get out on transition. I mean, obviously we need to rebound and not turn the ball over. Those are given. But I think that we're quick enough with our foot speed that we can still offensively get good looks. And, you know, some games we'll make them, some games we'll miss them. But I think taking one out of the next three games is very realistic. You know, I'm not, you know, I think that, you know, I would like to see them actually take two of the next three games, which would be awesome, and then we can really rest Curry. But, you know, I'm a lot more optimistic despite, you know, losing our number one guy. So
yeah, I love it. Appreciate it, John.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take some comfort in that they played pretty well after Steph got hurt, and they're going to have a lot of contributions without Steph Curry. But, I mean, well, he went out when it was, what, 30-20? Yeah, and ended up winning by, what, 9 or 10? So
played 35 minutes without him. He played 13 minutes, man.
Exactly. So, the Warriors absolutely picked up the slack for Curry, and they're going to have to do it again On Thursday, I'll tell you what, again on Saturday, yeah, then again on Monday, and then we'll see about next Wednesday.
We got Spencer at 12, 45, Stani?
Yes, 12:45.
Moody and Pod's got to find their shooting, man. I'm looking at it. They got to find it fast.
Yeah, neither guy has been very effective in the last few games. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live-working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you guys are up 1-0. You're going to have to do it without Steph Curry for the next couple games.